Final vote shows 89 yea, 3 nay, 2 absent, and not voting. Senate Bill 2055 is declared passed, and the House has voted to override the governor's veto.
With that, both houses of the North Dakota legislature have now overridden Governor Burgum's veto of a measure that outlines in statute the duties of the state's budget section. The budget section is a 42-member committee made up of members of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees, plus the floor leaders from both chambers. In a lawsuit, Burgum argued it was an unconstitutional grant of spending authority to a subset of the legislature. Chief Justice Gerald VandeWalle wrote that the legislature needed to set some parameters on the powers and duties of the budget section. Here is House Majority Leader Chet Pollard.
Senate Bill 2055 in Section 15 sets out the 8 criteria that must be followed when budget section reviews agencies' requests. Those criteria are to ensure the budget section conducts its business consistent with the direction given by the Chief Justice. Section 15 also outlines the purpose of the budget section, which is to provide for flexibility in the management of state funds between regular sessions.
The Senate voted Thursday to override that veto. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.